feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's heart.
Day 21. Remember two words. So Baba is talking with double foreigners. This is the Avyaktamurti of 31st December 1990. December 1990. The double foreigners prefer to stay in pleasure, do they not? Remember two words in order to stay in pleasure. Firstly, dot. And secondly, not. You know what to say not to, and you also know what the dot is. Are they easy or difficult? Do not allow, Maya. Do you know how to say not? Will you allow it to come a little? If you put a dot, then you will automatically not allow, Maya. You do have double intoxication, do you not? You have double intoxication? So in order to stay in pleasure, in order to stay in spiritual intoxication, in order to swing in the swing of supersensuous bliss, Baba said, there are two methods. What are they? First is dot, and second is not. Do not allow Maya to enter. The second is the indirect result of the first. When the dot is applied, Maya is shut outdoors. Not is the result of dot. What is dot? Dot. Point. Full stop. Star. Whatever you call. Baba often talks about three dots. Yesterday, Sakar Murli Baba had said, you had the habit of becoming body conscious for such a long time that this habit has become so firm. So the first thing is, put a dot, which is the state of soul consciousness. The second dot is, he is the ocean and yet he is a dot, just like the soul. So the dot remembers the dot. And that puts a full stop. And the third important thing is to put a dot. So we'll try to discuss this third dot. To put a dot means full stop. To put a full stop means? To put a full stop means do not carry the past. What does it mean when I say that? Forget the past. Does it mean to destroy the memories? Practically, it is not possible. Then what does it mean when I say that? Don't carry the dead past. Don't remember the dead past. There are two things. And this should be very clearly understood. This is the storehouse and this is the living room. You are staying in the living room. But when you go into the storehouse and make your storehouse your living room, there is a problem. Memories cannot be destroyed. Brain is a tape recording mechanism, a machine. So all memories are there. But when they start bothering me, when I go and identify myself with them, when I start living in the storeroom, the problem arises. So long as I am in the living room, there is no problem. The problem arises when I start identifying myself, when I start living in those past memories. Memories would be there. They are no problem to me. How can I destroy memory? And even if memories are destroyed, the life would become hell. For example, I am sitting here and all my memories are destroyed. I forget the entire past. Where I will go? What about my job? I have forgotten everything about my job. You know, there are patients who suffer from some head injury. And when they become conscious, they have totally forgotten everything. Amnesia. And then they have to become like a small child. They have to start from ABC. And when they reach the age of 5, now they have started understanding language. If I destroy everything, if I forget everything, all the past, how will I speak? What about language? Then I will have to start like a child. All over again. I forget everything. Where I will go? Where is my room? Where is my house? People ask me, who are you? I don't remember anything. So what is it? When I say that, forget the past. Forgetting the past means not to destroy the memories. Forgetting the past means I have stopped identifying myself with those memories. I have stopped making the storehouse as my living room. Whenever I need something, I will go. I'll bring that particular thing and I'll come back. I don't stay there. I don't spend time there. If I start identifying myself with those memories, my mind will become a madhouse. And I will suffer from bouts of insanity. So, things are there. And everything is recorded in the brain. So many things are happening every day. But I learned to detach myself from those things. This is applying a dot. Applying dot doesn't mean that I forget all the wrong things that happened to me. Applying dot doesn't mean I forget the hurts, the past, the grief, the sorrow, the suffering, the misery, the pain, the pangs. All the wrong things. The trauma. The failures. The frustration. But I no more identify myself. Applying a dot means not to live in the past memory. Not to live in the past memory. But I am like a master who go in the past if needed. I bring something from there. I use it. That's it. I don't carry it. I don't live in it. This is applying a dot. And when you apply a dot, applying not to Maya is the result. You don't have to do anything. Applying to forget the past means to live in this moment. Is to live life moment to moment. What is living in the present? Is to live in this moment. Not to carry the dead past. The past is dead and gone. Thinking of it, contemplating about it, I am identifying myself with the same sorrow that happened in the past. Something happened 10 years back. A very painful event. A traumatic incident. A mother is there and her child was crushed in front of her in a car accident. It's a very traumatic event. And she has forgotten now. It's 10 years. But the moment she remembers something, the same sorrow which was there 10 years back comes back to her. Because that something became a trigger. And that event was already recorded as it is in the brain. Brain is a mechanism. Brain is a is a physical thing. Whatever that happens gets recorded in the brain. We cannot destroy those things. So forgetting past means not to live in the consciousness of the past. You can remember it, but you do not identify yourself. You don't live in that consciousness. Your consciousness is free. And when the consciousness is tainted by the memories of the past, the sorrow happens. The sorrow starts. The chain of hurtful memories start. So always make two divisions. What are they? One is storehouse and living room. So don't go here. Don't go in the storehouse and make this storehouse your living room. Because this storehouse is dangerous. With cobras and serpents and wild animals and panther and leopard. So if you have a desire to see a serpent, a snake, you can go see and come back. Don't stay there. Otherwise, the servant hisses his hood and will bite you. And the venom is poisonous. So Baba says, put a full stop. Apply dot. Applying dot means to become master of yourself. Applying dot means to get detached from the past. It is not about forgetting past. We will not forget the past. The past is there. And if I say that this is the rule here that you have to apply dot, I will follow the rule, but the past will become more dangerous. It will be like a frozen volcano, which can erupt at any time. So rules are good. Do this, do that. Every religion has got rules, but do they follow them? Ask a Christian, does he follow the rules of Christianity? Ask a Muslim person, does he follow the rules of Islam? Ask a Hindu, is he following all the rules which are prescribed in the Hindu scriptures? They know, but they don't follow. Even if they are following, that is not real following. Because rules are at the periphery. Do Amrit Vela, somebody does Amrit Vela because it is a rule. Go and listen to the Murli, otherwise you will be blacklisted. So immediately with the fear he goes and sits in the Murli. You have to stand still the moment there is a traffic control song and out of fear, terrified, frozen, he stands. Why? Because everybody is following the rule. Let me also follow. Eat whatever is there on your platter. That is Brahma Bhojan. I don't like it and yet I eat. Because that is a rule. You have to be here for evening meditation. I have to do so many other things. But rules. Definitely rules are helpful. But remember, rules are at the periphery. Rules are at the circumference. Change do not happen with rules. Change happens in the consciousness. When there is a change in the consciousness, rules are the result. You don't have to, automatically they will happen. If there is no change here, there will be only outward change. There will be change of cloth. There will be change of behavior. You don't have to work on actions. You have to work at the core. When the work is done at the core, Actions are at the periphery. Speech is at the periphery. Relationships are at the periphery. Seva is at the periphery. Everything that we are doing throughout the day, this is at the periphery. You don't have to work. There are rules, there are etiquettes, there are manners. They are all at the periphery. Do this, do that, do that, do that. Don't do this, don't do that. This is everything at the periphery. Unless and until there is a change in the consciousness, unless and until the change happens at the very center of the circle, all this is waste. Though they may have some, at least person would be saved from wrong deeds. That's it. But there would not be progress in spiritual life. So forgetting past, putting a full stop, applying a dot means start the change from within, from the center. You start working at a very different level. You are no more working at the levels of action. Do Amrit Vela, do this, do that, do that, do that. Do's, don'ts, do, don'ts, do, don'ts. This is to be done, this is not to be done. Do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this, do. You don't have to eat from outside. The persons are told, once they come in Gyan, change happens with understanding, not with rules. You have to work at the level of understanding, not at the level of rules. When you understand something, automatically that thing happens. If somebody gives me a rule, it is very bad to sleep, you should not sleep at all. Such a dangerous rule. And I have to follow because I see everybody is awake. And I am so sleepy. So it will become torture to me. Because I am simply following the rules. Somebody tells me, do this, do that. Do this fasting. It is so dangerous for me. Otherwise, I don't think of food, but when I am fasting, I am all the time thinking of food, food and food and food and food and nothing else but food. The change happens with understanding, not with rules. The change happens at the consciousness, not at the periphery. When this happens, automatically the full stop is applied. Something happens in the past, something had happened in the past. And I make it a rule that I don't have to remember. This is a very bad thing. Why should I remember? Baba, I said remember good things. So I am trying to remember good things. But that past, that bad, often comes with vengeance. Don't run away. Don't become a coward. Spiritual path is the path of the brave. To face. To confront. To fight off. Because whatever that had happened is true. Let me see it. Let me watch it in the face. And it will become powerless. So to apply a dot means to become fearless. To apply a dot means to look into the past and not to get terrified. To apply a dot means I look behind and I have no sorrow. It's okay. Things have happened. They are very bad things. And even I was mistaken. I was wrong. But I accept my mistake gracefully, humbly, and I am willing to change. This is to apply a dot. A dot. This line. This is the line and this is the dot. This line, I am not. This line is not like a ghost to me now. Which will come in my dream. And scare me. I stand here as a detached observer. To apply a dot means to become a detached observer. I stand here on some mountain of detached observership, Sakshi. This is the mountain of Sakshi. I stand here on the top of the mountain and from here I see my life. Yesterday's morning Murli Baba had said, see your entire Brahmin line from starting to end. Wherever you stand right now, see it in front of your eyes. Analyze it, scan it, watch it. So everything that had happened here, there are so many events that had happened. There are series of failures and frustrations. Life is not that. When I say that, success is my birthright, but don't feel that. Don't assume that you will be successful all the time. You keep on having the slogans, I am successful, I am embodiment of success, Safalta Murt. But life is something else. In one day only there are 10 failures and only 2 or 1 success. And your slogan is, I am embodiment of success. I am embodiment of success. Baba is with me and is giving the tilak of victory. But to accept failure gracefully is to put a full stop. So applying dot and not. So not allowing Maya is the result of applying dot.
Remember two words the double foreigners prefer to say, stay in pleasure, do they not? Remember two words in order to stay in pleasure. Firstly, dot, and secondly, not. You know what to say not to, and you also know what the dot is. Both are easy, are they not? Are they easy or difficult? Do not allow Maya. Do you know how to say not? Will you allow it to come a little? If you put a dot, then you will automatically not allow Maya. You do have double intoxication, do you not? You have double intoxication. Avyakta Murli, 31st December 1990.